back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Reggie Jackson of Nurturing Diversity Partners is on the line. And you know, Reggie, when you see young black boys who before they even get a chance to begin to live their lives, destroyed in the educational system. And how then can a group of people where men are destroyed, boys are destroyed before they become men, move forward? You know, again, living in a city where only 1% of the businesses are owned by black people in 2022. Mm-hmm. And then people ask the question, you know, why can't those people do better? But man, you know, look at it. Look at what has created it. And then somehow expect people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps when this is not something that happened, you know, 400 years ago. It's an ongoing, you know, reality. And more as these young boys, and young girls too, but more so with our young boys, just don't think that there's any chance at all for them in a society. How great can society be, Reggie?
You know, I agree with everything you're saying, Earl. Yesterday, I went to North Division High School. I have a program I'm doing this Friday there. And so I had to go and do a tech check, make sure my computer worked with the system, blah, blah, blah. And as I'm walking through the hallway, you know, there's students in the hallway. And they're all performing, Earl. They're all performing. They're all trying to be who society has told them they should be.
Right.
Like, they're not being real. They're everybody's acting the same. There's no originality in the way any of these young men I saw were acting, right? All of them are trying to play a role because American society has told them that they're X, Y, and Z, and so they want to fit into that X, Y, and Z. They can't even live their lives, Earl, in the way that I lived my life as a kid. The world didn't tell me how to see myself in a negative way. Right? I was very fortunate that I had a lot of positive-minded people around me. But these young people, Earl, these young boys in particular, have so many forces that are telling them bad things about who they are and making them live their lives in a very specific way. I mean, pop culture has really done a lot of damage, I think, because these young boys, and I saw with the girls, too, when I was a teacher, everybody has got to pretend like if they're black, they got to pretend like they're tough, they're hard, right? Nobody can be soft and gentle and nice and nurturing to each other, right? Everybody's got to be hard because that's what American society has told them, you know? They can't turn on TV without seeing negative images of themselves. They can't listen to the radio without hearing people cursing constantly, pretending like, you know, they're murderers and they're thugs and they're all this. This becomes who they think they are because they're not hearing any other messages. They're not hearing the messages you and I are sending them, Earl. You know, these positive affirmations about who you are and who you can be. We're competing against the pop culture of America that constantly tells young black men that they have to live their lives in a very specific way to be what we would call successful, right? So this is why when I hear people say, you know, all these young black boys want to do is be a rapper or a basketball player. And I'm like thinking, well, who do you constantly see as people that are supposedly successful? You're seeing LeBron James. Okay, why not want to be LeBron James? You know, you're seeing Jay-Z. Why not want to be Jay-Z? These people were being propped up for these kids as this is what success looks like. They're not looking at the guys like you and I. When we were growing up, we saw, you know, the guy next door, you know, walk into his car to drive to work with his lunch pail in his hand. as a successful person. They're not seeing that. They don't see those people that get up and work 40, 60 hours a week as successful people because they're struggling because they don't have all of the material things that they've been told are success, right? So I every time I'm out with young people or where young people are, I feel like I'm inside of a rap music video. Because it's like, y'all not real. This is fake. This is not who you are, but this is who they think they have to be. They're performing. And unless we get in front of this, Earl, and I don't think there's enough people like you and I that get in front of these young people and give them a different message that we can counteract this negative narrative.
You know, Reggie,
time.
Man, you are so on point, man. You know, what's his name? Dave Chappelle, many years ago, did he went into the internet and he, you know, was walking down the street in the internet. And, mm-hmm. and this fictional reality that these young people face on a daily basis, man. They're living their lives like it's social media. And social media is what they're living in. And yet you have to ask questions about, you know, on social media, they show them how to steal cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
on social media, they tell them how to make ghost guns. Now, help me figure this out, Reggie. Where any of that makes any sense whatsoever, you know. Well, we have to have freedom of speech and freedom to let people do. Well, come on, man. So young people who can't read, can't write, know how to make a ghost gun, right? Because that's legal. You know, young guys who are stealing the cars, as I talk with them about them stealing the cars, Reggie, you know what they say? I'm talking about 10 to 15 years old. They say, mm-hmm. well, you know, I wanted to see what it was like because, you know, we do it on the video games, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I want to really see how that is. And that's exactly how they're living their lives off of that. And yet, but
yeah.
that stuff
Grand,
is legal.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and
one
so
of the most popular video games of all time.
And so, wouldn't you think that a society supposedly as advanced as ours would see that and say, "Hey, our people are going in the wrong direction. I got to do something to fix that." Wouldn't you think that would be the thing to do?
I would think so, but this is the caveat, Earl. Some people don't care. They're perfectly okay with that happening as long as it's not impacting them.
Right.
They're like, oh, that's over in that community. That's not impacting me. Why should I care about this video game that was created that's made probably millions of dollars over the course of time being a negative influence? This is what people try to say, and it's just disingenuous. Like, oh, these games aren't impacting kids. Like, dude. Have you ever spent any time around kids? You can't tell me these video games and the music and the videos and the so-called reality shows. Earl, I saw young girls in my classes when I was a teacher that were acting like these silly fake people on these so-called reality shows because they thought that's how life is supposed to be led. I'm like, y'all need to stop watching these shows.
Hey, Reggie.
They're all fake.
Hey Reggie, we got to run, man, but thank you. Until the next time, man, I love you. I love interacting with you over these airways. People need to hear that. And as long as, you know, I have an opportunity, I'm going to have you on. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. Love you.
All right. Love you too, man. That's Reggie Jackson of Nurturing Diverse Partners. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm going to be joined by another good friend, Tyrone Dumas. We'll be right back.